Hi, and welcome to the Conservative Roots Podcast. Today is Thursday, January 21st, 2021. I'm your host, Robert. All right, let's get into it because there's obviously a lot to talk about. Biden was sworn in yesterday, oddly, like 10 minutes early or more. I was going to check it on YouTube, and I went to go look, and he was already giving a speech. And I was like, that's a little bit odd. It's, you know, kind of too early for this. So I looked, and it's like 10 minutes to go, 13 minutes to go, something like that, before 12. And I see a headline that he's already been sworn in. So I don't know what the exact timing of it was, but it was super early for some reason. I don't know if they just couldn't wait. I have no idea. I've never seen that before where it was done so early. I mean, technically, that means there were two presidents of the United States at the same time. Whatever. Obviously not what any one of us wanted to see. It was a sad day for America to see that fraud sworn in and all those criminals assembled in one place just sitting there. None of them looking too happy or anything like that. But I was going to talk about this at the end of the episode, but I might as well bring it up first. And then we're going to get into what we need to do as conservative Americans going forward. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast, you know that I was holding out a lot of hope that the one group that we could still count on to be uncorrupt was the military, and I thought that they might intervene maybe like the day before, the morning of, or just after the swearing in. Now, it didn't happen. Now, there are all kinds of people out there holding out hope that something is still going to happen with the military, especially since, according to military law, a lawless government actually has to become the lawless government or be the lawless government before the military can intervene. So that means that if the military was going to intervene and take out this administration, they actually did have to wait for Biden to be sworn in. Now, is it still possible that something could happen? Yeah, I guess it's possible. But obviously, with each passing minute, it's a lot less likely. Now, indulge me for a minute. All right, I'm not going to go down some rabbit hole of conspiracies or talk about anything that's going on that might get me deplatformed or anything like that. I'm not going to part ways from reality. There are some people on the internet right now that are, you know, have completely lost it. There are other people that are making very, very sound, rational arguments why the military might still be in play. I'm kind of taking a middle ground here, and I'm not really going to be talking about a conspiracy theory. I just want to talk about some things that just don't make any sense to me. They don't pass the logic test, and I'm not sure what to make of it, okay? Because to me, you know, The military were the ones that I thought were going to uphold the oath to protect us from communism and step in and end this. And there's just some things that just don't make any sense. And see if you agree. Despite the media blackout, all right, there was enough media outlets on our side showed us all the evidence of what happened on election night. We then watched Giuliani and, you know, other legal experts go before all of the spineless Republican state legislatures, provide evidence. They had sworn witnesses. They had data evaluation. They even had, like, you know, expert ex-military witnesses who had all the evidence of vote switching and election night data transfers overseas. That's on top of all the other illegality, you know, the unconstitutional procedures that happened that night, everything else. But it's really the foreign interference that I focused on. Because a lot of the stuff that happened would really have to be dealt with in the courts, okay? But foreign interference is a whole other ballgame. You know, yes, we have a giant problem in the country if Pennsylvania, for example, ignores all of their election laws, ignores their constitution, allows, you know, mail-in ballots to be counted for days after the election. It turns out, you know, more people voted in Pennsylvania than, more ballots arrived in Pennsylvania than were sent out. You know, these are all horrible, illegal, bad issues for the country as a whole. And this happened in all of these swing states. We have bad issues in this country if voting machines that always have less than 1% error rate suddenly have a 68% error rate, and all of these ballots are sent to adjudication to a Democrat, okay? And he's locked in his room by himself, changing votes to whatever he wants with nobody watching him. That's bad, okay? These are all criminal acts. But what's really bad is when you find out that the Chinese have software that switches votes in real time, creates votes for one candidate over another, counts some votes as a smaller percentage than one, counts another person's votes as like 130%. Votes getting deleted electronically, finding out our votes were sent overseas to be manipulated and then beamed back with new numbers. Well, that's a national security issue. That's turning over the most sacred rights of citizens, the right to vote and elect our own representatives in government. That's turning all of that over to a foreign power, to foreign, unfriendly governments. That is why I was hopeful that the military would come in. Not because we didn't like Biden or that we knew that the election was fraud, but this was a direct assault on our sovereignty. Not just the Constitution, but on our national security. It showed and proved that there was Chinese infiltration into our governments. Now, to top it off, you've got the Director of National Intelligence, Ratcliffe, saying they have all of this intelligence and that the election was manipulated by the Chinese and other foreign actors. He came out and said that publicly. Not acting on that, not doing anything about it, is a crime. I cannot imagine a logical scenario where we would be given all of this information, even by the DNI, that the whole thing was a foreign manipulation, and then nothing happens. Does that make sense to anybody out there? That the Director of National Intelligence basically admitting he's a criminal because it's his responsibility. It's the Army's response, well, not just the Army, it's the military's responsibility that when something like this happens, to step in. You're saying I have to believe that the entire intelligence community of our government, including the military, had all of this evidence, saw all the things that we saw, plus probably 100 times more, admitted that foreign countries helped steal the election, and then sat back and said, well, this is shredding the Constitution and violating our oath of office, but we just don't feel like doing anything about it. And in the meantime, with no serious threats, they send an overwhelming force of National Guard and Marines and wall up the District of Columbia, right? People are saying around 30,000, but I heard one National Guard guy on a video say that there was around 65,000. I have no idea what the actual real number is, but even if it's 30,000, could there be less of a threat? You had nobody attending this farce, and there was never any indication at all that anyone was coming down there to try to protest it or stop it or anything else. And they build up over 30,000 troops and fence in the Capitol? That's weird to me. Now, do I know what it means? Do I know that this means something could be still be coming? Am I saying that or, you know, no, I'm not. I'm just saying it's friggin' weird. And they're staying at least until the end of the month, according to reports that I read. Could it just be that this is how many people they wanted there as a massive show of force so that nobody showed up? Yeah, could be. But it's weird. What was really nice to see was this video posted from Biden's motorcade. Did you see that? Driving past all the soldiers and the vast majority of them turned their backs to him, which is obviously, of course, a huge and deliberate sign of disrespect and disapproval. That never happens, okay? The military never does that, and they did it to him. We've seen that with cops. We've seen a lot of police officers turn their backs on people like de Blasio in New York or Cuomo. the NYPD, a lot of them, those guys will, and that's a controversy, doing that. You're not supposed to do that. But to do that to your commander in chief as a military person, that is a huge sign of disrespect. You know? So I don't know. I'm not gonna hold out much hope that they're gonna intervene now, because I think if they were gonna do it, it would have happened. But I can't reconcile the fact that they admitted China intervened. If you admit there was a crime and you are the one responsible for stopping that crime, but you don't do anything, well, where are we at that point? Now, I do not think our military is compromised to the point of no hope. And what I mean by that is, well, first let me say, and when I'm talking about military here, I'm talking about the brass. I'm not talking about everyday soldiers, right? We know what they think. We saw Trump arrive at the football game and the reception that he got. We saw the National Guard troops, like I was just talking about, turning their back on Biden. I'm talking about the men that make up the that make being a soldier their career, and they stay in the military their entire lives. Sometimes those people become swamp creatures like everybody else. But everybody is driven by self-preservation, and that includes the military. If this administration were to do anything so repugnant to the Constitution and this republic, such as maybe, you know, say that they're taking away free speech or declaring the U.S. Constitution void or saying that they're going to put us into concentration camps or, you know, anything like that, or if they do anything that puts our own military in great danger, especially against China, then I think we might see them act. They might just not see the absolute need yet. We'll see. Like I said, I don't want to try to fill anybody with false hopes or anything like that. I know there's a lot of people who listen that are probably keenly aware that there are all kinds of conspiracy theories going on right now. I'm not even talking about any of that. I'm not talking about conspiracy here. It's just that none of this makes any sense to me. There's something odd in all of this. It's inexplainably odd. And I'm not telling you that we're all going to be saved or anything like that. I'm just telling you that reality right now, what's happening before our eyes, flies in the face of common sense and logic. And I don't have an answer for it yet. So what do we do? Well, the first thing we do not do is throw up our hands and give up and quit and act like the world is ending. Let's put things into perspective a little bit and then see if we can formulate, you know, a little bit of a battle plan. It's perfectly natural to be sad, to be shocked, to be pissed off. I get it. Believe me, I get it. It was a horrible thing to watch such an obvious farce. We were let down and betrayed by basically every Republican alive. We were let down by the courts. We were let down by basically everybody. We found out that anyone involved in government is corrupt. We found out that anyone involved in the judicial system is corrupt or cowards, whichever. And right now, it looks like the biggest criminals in the world are going to get away with their crimes again. And this country is in real trouble. Now, all of that could be true, but we are not just helpless victims here, and we've got two choices, and really only two choices. We can decide to let the left win, to take over the country and do to us whatever they want to do, or we can decide to strengthen our will and fight back with everything that we've got, and I choose the latter. Things don't always go our way. Battles are often lost. If you look back at George Washington, if you look back at the Revolutionary War, he lost the majority of battles to the English, especially early on. He got his ass kicked. In fact, he got his ass kicked most of the time. Back then, the English were the most, you know, formidable enemy on the face of the planet that you would ever want to face. Now it's the deep state. We're facing tyranny once again. We're facing the most powerful people on the planet. Now, do we roll over or do we fight back? Let's consider a few things. First of all, this was not a big, huge leftist victory. We were told by the liberals that conservatism's on the way out, Trump supporters were crazy, liberalism was taking over the country, our way of thinking was, you know, going the way of the dinosaur, right? This was going to be the end of us, the end of the Republican Party. Now, the Republican Party might be dead, but for a whole host of other reasons, not because that liberalism has become popular. In reality, and we know this, this was probably the biggest landslide victory for Trump since Reagan trounced Mondale. The left admits, all right, they're willing to say out loud that Trump got 75 million votes, which is 10 million more than his first victory over Clinton, I think. That means, in reality, he probably got 90 million or more. Are you telling me that Joe Biden, who nobody was excited about, all right, the Bernie people said they were not voting for him, the far, far left people, you know, the radicals said they weren't voting for him, there was no excitement for Kamala. They all hated her. She came in last when they were all up there vying for the presidency, right? She was the first one out, I think, or close to it. This guy didn't really campaign. He'd already run for president twice before, went nowhere, all right? He's a stuttering, bumbling fool. He couldn't get 100 people to his rallies and speeches. And he supposedly gets 20 million more people to vote for him than Barack Obama. When Obama ran the first time and there was all that excitement, Joe Biden, the most popular president in history, that's what they want us to believe? Know why they're forced to try to get you to swallow this story? Why this story is so laughable? Because they had to cheat and beat the actual most popular president in history. And his votes were so astronomically high that by the time they were done switching votes and dumping votes and adding votes and all their cheating, it looked comical. They had to give so many votes to Biden to be able to beat Trump that it looked like a friggin' joke. We saw the thousands of boats at the boat rallies across the country, right? We saw the tens of thousands of people filling stadiums and airport hangars to see Trump speak. We saw a car rally in Arizona, 125 miles long, massive rallies in California. There was a Trump boat rally in the San Francisco Bay, okay? There was a huge one in Deep Blue, New Jersey, where I live. But you're told that Biden is more popular and got these votes legitimately. Nobody believes it. The Democrats don't believe it. Look at what happened on YouTube in the White House, the White House website today and yesterday. If Biden is so popular and over 80 million people voted for him, like they said, where were they at his inauguration ceremony online? All right? Where were the numbers? Why were most of the posts of the people watching so negative? It was a lot of Trump people watching. If he's so popular, where are his supporters? Why did the White House take down all the videos of past presidents and only leave up 7 or 8 Biden videos, like this fresh start, and then they had to disable the comments on them? Why did YouTube change the number of downvotes? Have you seen that video? At one point, the downvotes on his inauguration video were so huge compared to the upvotes. And all of a sudden, there was a mass amount of downvotes that were deleted to make it, to even it out more, because they were embarrassed. More censorship, more distortion of reality. Do they think we're not going to see this? Do they think we're not going to post the video and the before and after photos and make these people look stupid? Do they think that they can get away with this crap? You know, some of the Biden videos on the White House site have comments enabled, and I don't know why they would do that, because it's nothing but people making fun of him, calling him illegitimate, putting up all his embarrassing quotes from the past. Nobody is buying this sham. And that, patriots, is the good news. This is what we build on. Liberalism did not actually win the day. Joe Biden was not the most popular candidate that day. And that makes a difference, because if he was, and this was a legitimate election, and he had won in a landslide, the country would be in real trouble. The opposite happened. They are living a complete fantasy, a complete lie. And we're a larger and stronger group than we think. 75 million votes, my ass, okay? Trump blew that number away. Let's call it 90, just to be, I think it's probably somewhere around 90. That's people who actually voted. A lot of people didn't. I think if you extrapolate what really happened on election night out to the entire population, you know, the ones that voted and the ones that didn't, he would probably get like 70-75% of the vote. Now, can I be wrong about that in exact numbers? Can it, you know, a few points here, a few points there? Yeah, sure. But let's be real. We saw the support. We saw the excitement, the huge crowds. We've never seen anything like that before, right? We are the vast majority. The only reason it can seem like we aren't sometimes is they control the media. They get to tell you that you're not every day, all day long. They fear us. They know our numbers vastly outnumber theirs. So what do? They shut us down. They silence us off of social media. They delete our Twitter accounts and our Facebook, and they ban Parler off the internet. If we were not a direct, and I mean a direct threat to their success, if they were so secure in themselves that they were going to win the day and win this long drawn out war no matter what, then they wouldn't be trying so hard to silence us. Why? Because we've got two things that they don't have. We have facts and we have the truth. You know what? Toss in common sense into that mix too. All they have is lies and propaganda. That never holds up in the end. That never lasts. Truth, when you expose the truth, that is what eventually wins the day, and they are terrified of that. All they do is lie. The election results, the fraud. Look at today. Trump gets us out of the WHO, right? The World Health Organization. Biden gets us back in. He was sworn in yesterday. And today, a day later, the WHO comes out and says that the PRC test for COVID has been vastly exaggerating positive results. Day after he gets in, now that they're confident that Biden is the president and they're going to be protected, now they come out with the truth. So all this time, we're told that there's so many more cases and the world is ending, and now, poof, Biden gets in and it reverses. How friggin' stupid do they think people are? Now, they've made it harder to communicate, that's for sure. That won't last. Parler looks like it's going to come back pretty soon. And there's all these other platforms people are flocking to, like Telegram and CloutHub and Gab. I'm on all three. Go join them. Join them. Get active on there. Meet people. Get information. Spread information. Talk to people. You're not alone. Here's another thing we can do. You know, sometimes you can feel alone where you live, depending on what state you're in or, you know, what city. It can feel like maybe you're outnumbered. I don't know. Start a group. Get together in person like the Patriots used to do. They used to meet in taverns. They used to meet in churches, you know, for political discussion. Start a Patriot group. I was going to say Republican, but screw them. I wouldn't even use their name anymore. Start a group. You can meet in people's homes. You can meet in parks. You can do Zoom meetings, you know, if you have to do that. But it's a way to connect with the community and realize you're not alone. You can share ideas and resources. And also, it's a good way to find out who owns businesses and services that you can all use that aren't connected to liberals. We need to stop giving so much of our money to the giant liberal corporations and start doing business on a more local level with each other, with other patriots. Small real world example. Before the election one morning, I had to work in Hoboken. Been up late the night before, I was tired, I hadn't had any coffee, and I was like, oh man, I need a coffee. So I was going to grab one before my appointment. I saw on my phone that there's a coffee place right down the street. When I walked over there, they had this huge BLM poster in the window and a Biden-Harris sign on the door. Well, I turned around and walked back to my car. Why in the world should I be handing any of my money over to a liberal? I mean, you know, obviously sometimes it's unavoidable, but 90 million or 100 million of us or whatever can do some serious financial damage to these people. Facebook. Do you seriously need to be on Facebook? I mean, does your business or your livelihood depend on being there? Maybe it does, and for some people, maybe they can't get off. I'm not suggesting that, you know, if your livelihood and all of your money is tied to Facebook, and if you get off Facebook, you're going to, you know, suffer financially that you do it. But if the answer is no, and all you're on Facebook for is to keep in touch with grandma and post photos of your restaurant meals and fishing trips and stuff like that, delete it permanently. You don't need to be on there. Anyone that you're keeping in touch with on there, you can keep in touch with using something else. You can do video chats, there's email, there's texting, there's a million ways to keep in touch. We all survived without Facebook. We don't need it now. Imagine if 40 million people or more, you know, even half of us in the United States suddenly deleted their accounts, what that would do to Zuckerberg. How about Amazon, right? They're the ones that took down Parler. I know that there are some things people need to buy on Amazon. They can't get other places, especially people living out in the middle of nowhere, right? I get it. Okay, so how about you reduce your Amazon spending down to bare necessity or emergency? Again, if Patriots actually united and cut their Amazon spending by even 50%, it would cripple them. We are a huge, huge block of people. Do your best to get out of debt. Move from a giant bank that's controlled by the central bank to a more local, smaller bank or credit union. Use DuckDuckGo instead of Google. Buy less Chinese products. You know, that's almost impossible. I didn't say, you know, all Chinese products, but less. Buy less Chinese. Make a concerted effort to stop buying as much Chinese crap as you possibly can. This is the only way that China has any power. Their entire economy is exports. Biden is about to ship all of our jobs back to them. And what China needs to thrive is Americans buying up all of their crap that they manufacture. We, as a group, are a lot stronger than we think. We have the largest voice in this country. We just don't use it often enough. We're a massive block of consumers who literally could cripple any business that we want to financially. This is what they fear the most and why they're trying to separate us. We'll get into more of a lot of the ways that we can fight back in you know, greater detail soon. There's going to be a lot of podcasts about this because we're all going to have to unite and find ways to fight back. I just want to leave you with this as well. We have been under the control of the deep state basically forever. Anybody that's alive today has spent their entire life controlled by the deep state. We have not been truly free probably since we kicked the English out of this country right after the revolution, okay? We've been under control of the central bank and powerful people who run things in the shadows this entire time. Anybody alive today, we've lived our entire life this way. That's the sad truth. But in all that time, we had businesses, we had families, we enjoyed our lives, we were Americans, okay? We didn't think we'd make it through Obama. We did. People rejected liberalism and they voted for Trump. Since then, we have gained support, gained following. We have gained more black people, more Hispanic voters. We're growing our numbers while the left is shrinking. That's why they're lashing out so hard to try to silence us and eliminate us now. The push against us is going to be now, and we have to put up a wall and resist. Even if Biden stays in, we can and we will get through this. The more that they enact their policies, the more America and Americans are going to suffer, and the more we will grow our numbers. Their agenda is not the agenda of Americans. It's not the agenda that Americans want. It's not the one that we voted for. A false president without the support of the people and the military can't last. They always overstep. They always do too much. And this group of liberals is the most dangerous pro-communist group ever. America isn't going to stand for this long. And all we need to do is keep strong, get organized, realize we're in a war and fight back, and then they can't win. We're already seeing pushback. It's going to be really difficult for them to enact their global plan when we've got federalism and we've got states like Texas and Florida and Ohio and all these other Republican states now that won big for Trump fighting back and not listening. Look around the world. You have entire countries now enacting laws against big tech. This is not going to be easy for them. Don't let them convince you that it is. People are not only uniting here, they're uniting all over the place. I was on Telegram last night, and I forget what the actual name of the group is called. It's like, I don't know, Resistance UK, and then there's like one that's like some kind of like Resistance US. So I was on the UK site. The people in the UK group are more active and fighting back more than the people in the US group. They're livid over there. And so many Trump supporters, all you hear about on the news is how much Europe hates us and hated Trump, right? It's not the truth. You go onto a site like that, and there's thousands of Brits over there talking about this stuff. And they're aligned with us, and they're fighting back. They're about to do something over there like Italy did. Remember how Italy, a week or so ago, opened up their restaurants? The Brits are getting ready to do the same thing with all their businesses. They're getting ready to do a mass protest over there. They're pushing back too. Okay? Globalism is on the way out. That's why they're fighting so friggin' hard. That's why COVID is here. That's why they stole the election. And that's why they're trying to silence us with the censorship. Because if they were strong, think of it this way. If they were strong, if they were in a position of strength, if everybody agreed with them, they wouldn't have to do any of this, right? They wouldn't have to steal an election because everybody would have just voted for them. They wouldn't have to shut up conservatives because we would be such a minority, it wouldn't matter what we said, right? They wouldn't have to do anything like this. All of the things that they're doing show us exactly how weak they actually are, and that we are winning. Our soldiers in the Revolutionary War, right? They fought cold and starving and outnumbered. They had nothing. They marched until their crappy little leather shoes fell off their feet, and they left bloody footprints in the snow. Nobody's asking you to do that. Our lives have... compared to basically everybody that's come before us in history has been blessed. We've had it easy. Everybody who lived in the 1700s, the 1800s, the 1900s, they had a tougher life compared to us. You talk to your grandparents and compare their lives to yours for the most part. Just to exist was a struggle compared to now. Now it might be our turn to struggle a little bit, but we're winning. Our lives might be inconvenienced a little bit. We might need to devote more of our time to spreading the truth, to talking to our neighbors. Talk to your kids who have been brainwashed in the schools, right? Bring them back to reality. We might have to struggle a little bit finding new places to do business. It's not going to be easy, but we're Americans, and our side is growing. Our side is unstoppable, and a government that is formed on lies and deceit is not going to last. And that is why they had to do all of this, because we are stronger than them. We are bigger than them. I have no idea what's going to happen with the Biden administration, but I think it's going to be an absolute catastrophe for the liberals. All right, that's it for today. Dog is starting to bark, so it's the perfect time to get off. Look, stay strong, stay united, stay patriotic. Don't give in to fear and anxiety and negativity. Truth always wins eventually, and that's what we have. All right, if you enjoyed the podcast, please hit the subscribe button. If you know people that would like it, please share it with them. Always, as always, pray for the country. Pray for Trump too, because they're going to go after him. And pray for anybody that's out there that's trying to fix this situation and right the country and get us back in the right direction. And that includes all of us. We should be praying for each other. All right. Have a good night, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care.